Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on this Wednesday afternoon. And you know, one of the things we love to do on this show is to highlight great ministries doing impressive work in the Chicagoland area. A lot of times we could just focus on the negatives of what's going on around us, but there are people and ministries doing really good work. And so with that in mind, I'm thrilled to be joined by Yolanda Fields. She's the executive director of Breakthrough Urban Ministries right here in Chicago. Yolanda, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just start there. Breakthrough Urban Ministries. Tell us what it is you guys do and also how you became involved with the ministry.
Yeah, Breakthrough is really a comprehensive community-based organization that operates on the west side of Chicago in the East Garfield Park community. And so we are doing our work in six different areas: housing, health and wellness, community economic development, youth and education development, spiritual formation. And the way that we do our work is what is really unique. We really try to center Christ in the strategy. And so we say that, you know, Christ has demonstrated for us radical hospitality and relentless engagement. I got involved in a Breakthrough as a volunteer about 22 years ago and have been on staff for 20 years now.
Wow. And what have you seen over those years? What, maybe it's a story or maybe it's just a trend. What do you see happening through Breakthrough there on the west side?
I believe that God has used us in amazing ways. But what I think is most unique is that all of those things that I named about what we do, providing housing and access to food services and being able to support families through preschool and after school programming, is that nobody had a vision to do all of those things. So our founder actually began with just providing a cup of coffee in the church basement. And today we have evolved into those things because we listened to our community and we responded based on the needs that they told us that they had. And so it's this way that God has allowed us to walk in a really relational manner with the residents of East Garfield Park.
Yeah, that's powerful. Now, if all you did was watch the news and read the newspaper or read online, and you would think that Chicago and these areas you're talking about are just lost causes, right? Like that it's not, especially the youth, especially the kind of next generation. I'd love for you to speak to that and tell us, as you guys are doing this work, this kind of God honoring work, what are you seeing God doing in the city? What is kind of your perspective versus what the rest of the world sees in the news?
Yeah, I think for me, when I think about the conditions, right, of our community, a lot of times when I am talking to people about this vibrant, beautiful place where I get to work in the West Side, where I live and worship, I am reminded of, you know, just really, I live my life at the intersection of joy and lament. And so while there are really difficult things happening, we get to see the hope of Christ demonstrated in tangible ways every single day. I see it in our neighbors helping other neighbors. When we have our food pantry, it is our neighbors who come out and serve those who are in need. They are the ones that offer the most volunteer experience. I see it in the volunteers who come and support all of our youth programs. I see it, you know, in the churches that partner with us. And so while there are very difficult things occurring, God's presence is evident and the hope that he gives us surrounds all of us.
Yeah, that's a good word. Now, what role do churches play with you guys? And can churches partner with you? What's the best way churches can support Breakthrough?
Yeah, we have a long-standing history, 30 years of partnership with churches. And so churches do that in a variety of ways. One is through volunteer experience. They come down, they serve meals, they're small groups in both of our shelters, or sometimes even for our after-school programs and weekend sports programs. They also give, they support us financially. And then lastly, there are individuals inside of churches who offer us their expertise. They partner with us through thought partnership or providing professional services pro bono. So there are lots of ways, creative ways that we have been able to collaborate and partner with churches. In fact, we have a Walk for Hunger that is coming up April 27th, and we have a number of churches that are already partnered with us. And we invite anyone who is interested in helping us to eliminate hunger in our community to join us. And there are lots of ways that you can get involved. However, if you're interested in all of those ways, you can stop by our website at breakthrough, BREAKTHROUGH.org, and find all of our current volunteer opportunities listed.
That's awesome. Go to breakthrough.org. If you're a church, if you're an individual, and if you're looking for ways to help, that would be outstanding. I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Yolanda, do you have a story you could share with us from some point through your years of maybe a youth or you know, a woman that you worked with, or someone where you watched God just kind of transform their life?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I am often asked that question, my response is not generally what people expect. I started my career in corporate America and had been there 10 years. Mm. When I came to Breakthrough, I came as the director of street outreach. When I became the director of women's services, I had the opportunity to experience the life stories of women who were being impacted by homelessness. There was a particular woman, her name is Mary. I love telling her story. She would get up in the morning. She had a bike that she kept at the front of our shelter. She would ride from the west side down to the riverfront. Like, she would go to the lakefront. She would ride her bike, rain, sleet, snow, for the entire 5 months that she was in our program. She was very committed to riding. And one particular morning I came in, I was a little flustered and frustrated. I had toddler children and just couldn't get myself going. And she said to me, "What a beautiful day. The sun is shining." And I mean the S-O-N. And I was immediately taken back that here is a woman who, you know, did not have all of her daily provisions met, but she was committed to meeting God on the lakefront every day. And through the rain, she got to see him. And so I don't know if she was transformed by that story, but absolutely was.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a challenging story, even for myself, just hearing that right now. Yolanda, it's so good to hear about what you guys are doing. As we close this out, let me give you one more opportunity to remind people where they can go if they want to serve, if they want to volunteer, if they want to give, and also the event you guys have coming up.
Yes. So we would love to see you in East Garfield Park on April 27th for our Hunger Walk. Our Walk for Hunger really is an opportunity to eliminate food disparities. You can find all of the information at breakthrough.org. That's BREAKTHROUGH.org.
Great. Yolanda Fields, the executive director of Breakthrough Urban Ministries. We would encourage you to check them out at breakthrough.org. Yolanda, doing awesome work. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Yep. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.